Blog Talk Radio.
Summer loving, having a blast. Summer loving, happened so fast. That's right, baby. Summer love. I'm out here enjoying the summer family love. You know, not the kind of summer love that we'll be discussing today. But I'm out here enjoying some summer love in Florida, as I am at Disney World Asia. I'm at Disney World currently.
Woo!
Yes, yes, in the home state of Asia Downing. That's right, in Florida. Oh yeah, we got to meet down here one day so we can be crazy.
Yes.
Yes, Asia Downing's here, my beloved co-host, as well as the Love Doctor is here for Summer Love. What's going on, Love Doctor?
Hey, what's going on, brother man? How y'all feeling?
Good, good.
Good.
Doing good. Now, today, how okay is a one-night stand? Do you hear me? How okay is a one-night stand? We're getting to the bottom of the idea of a one-night stand. How okay is a one-night stand? Is it not okay? Is it okay? How okay is it? How not okay is it? All right? That's what we're going to find out, and we're going to find out with the help of a very special guest who joined us a few months ago, and she is back to join us again for the second time this season. We are very happy to have her. She's an author of a book. She's going to join us in a few moments after my co-host and I collaborate ideas. We have five things, and next week we'll begin our People's Choice topic. We've got two People's Choice topics. We are back in the middle of summer love. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Love, Doctor.
Yes.
Is that your noise? Is that your noise?
Yeah.
The noise is always you, Love, Doctor.
That might be my signature. That might be one of them. I'm just testing it out, brother.
He said that might be my signature. Well, if you could control your signature, we would appreciate it. But make as much noise as you want. I'm happy you're here. So listen here, okay? Now, before we get to the bottom of something, before we get to the top of it, before we discuss anything at all, we've got to know what exactly we're talking about. We've got to define it, all right? Usually, mm-hmm. Thought our show was about defining something. Now, when you have sex with a person. Now, first of all, okay, we're talking about sex because we're talking about one-night stands, which means we have to talk about sex. So, is our sex summer love episode. All right, now, you can join us next week if you don't want to talk about sex. But you meet a person, and you've known this person for a day, a night, maybe a few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have sex with this person, Love Doctor.
Uh-huh.
You sleep with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And after that happens, there's absolutely no trace of this person whatsoever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, either that's the case, or you're the person who doesn't leave a trace. Either they can't get in contact with you, or you can't get in contact with them. The relationship ends after the intercourse. You hear me?
Right.
After the relation, there is no relationship. That is the definition of a one-night stand. Some people think, you know, you can just meet someone at a bar, and you take them home, and, you know, it's got to be that night. But no, some people work slow. Some people get your phone number at the bar, and then you text it, and then you... And then you meet up for coffee, and then 2 weeks later, it happens. But after
mm-hmm.
it happens, you don't meet for coffee anymore. You don't meet for
mm-hmm.
coffee anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is not, your number's not in their phone, all right? They don't They don't know who you are. You that's still a one night stand.
Right,
that's,
right.
That's just an extended. That's an extended one night stand. That's what.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what that
Absolutely.
Is. Now, obviously, this is a show where the double standard is going to come heavily into play. Okay.
Right.
Because people think that first of all, I want to say that men are opportunists. Obviously. Now,
uh-huh.
if a man is single. And he's committed to one person, all right, then he's not going to go out with other people that much
uh-huh.
because
uh-huh.
he's thinking about the one person that he's committed to.
All right.
And the reason that the man doesn't go out much, the reason that the man tries to keep himself out of God, because he knows
uh-huh.
that he is an opportunist.
Uh-huh.
He knows that at the end of the day, he's still single, so he can't expose himself to opportunities because he knows that he's a man and he is weak.
Right.
So basically what I'm saying is that if a man's presented with an opportunity, you know, 8 or 10 times out of 10, he's going to take it. Now, how you know a man is not out there having one night stands is if a man is just not out there.
Really?
Period. So if he's committed to one person, he's just not really going to be out there. But if he's out there, then it has to be okay, in my opinion, for him to have a one night stand. He put himself in harm's way, and he's going to get, or someone is going to get harmed. All right. So for a man, you know, by way of the double standard, a one night stand is far more okay than it is for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But women are not opportunists. Women can go to bars. They can go out. They can hang out, no matter how committed they are to one person. They can be a social butterfly, you know, because opportunities aren't presented to them. They are the opportunity presenters. Which means that a one-night stand is not okay for them because it is a decision that they make. It is not impulsive, love type.
Yeah, talk about it.
So for a woman, a one-night stand is calculated.
Mm-hmm.
A one-night stand is something that they determined was going to happen a long time before it actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
And unless, of course, they get blindsided and they get one night stood, is just what I call it. You know, sometimes you don't think it's a one night stand, and that's what we're going to talk about for the five things. But at the end of the day, it's like my boy J. Cole, Jermaine Lamar Cole, stated. You know, one of the great philosophers of our time. He said, if you're going to do dirt, you can't leave a stain. So how okay is a one-night stand? I think it depends. But what I ask of everybody is that please don't leave a stain. Don't leave a stain, okay?
Don't leave a trace.
Make it clean. Make it a clean robbery. Get in, get out. Do what you got to do. But for heaven's sake, if you're committed, then don't think about it. Love,
mm-hmm.
Doctor. Talk to me.
Now, as far as the one-night stand, you know, like you said, it's that double standard, and it branches off into, you know, you got one night stands where, like you said, you know, you lead up to a week, and then sometimes you only know the person for an hour. Is it wrong? It's wrong, but it felt so right type of moment. I mean, you grown. I mean, you do your thing. Now, the consistency of one night stands, that's when you're wrong. You need to go get help. So you can't just be, you know, everybody's
yeah.
not your friend. You know?
That's true. No matter how committed or uncommitted you are, if you're having one night stands, you know, twice a week or every other week, yeah, that's not okay. That's not. That's bad.
Right.
That's bad.
Right.
That's, you, too many nightstands. Too many nightstands. How okay is it? Like you said, does it vary for you? Is it a double standard?
Yeah, it varies for me. It's like we grown. We all, especially if you've been to college, man. You grown. You know what I'm saying? And things happen sometimes. You know what I mean? Now, that's why I define the consistency of your one night stands. But sometimes you get a little leggy and you've been 2-3 months. You know, for females too. You know, and they got their needs. And you know, I didn't see people put in work for a female that they thought they wanted to wife, and then after it went down, they act like they never knew her because I guess it was bad or good. And I've seen people that it was supposed to be a one night stand, and they was together all 4 years and married to.
Right.
So I can't see what the one night stand.
That's happened to me. I think that's happened to every man where he wanted to have a one night stand and it ended up being something. What's going on here? Why do I still know her?
Right.
Why do I still know her?
Right.
But you like it. You list Asia. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's like, you know what? I like her now. I like her. I'm going to keep her.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Kudos to her, I guess. What do you think, Asia?
Wait.
that's an odd way to bring you into the conversation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do agree with the Love Doctor as far as the quantity of the one night stands. We're all human.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call it a mistake, if you will, but mm-hmm. the better judgment, the outcome. You know, I'm pretty sure we were young, like you were in college, and you know, you did some things you may not have been aware about. You know, you may have been intoxicated or not mm-hmm. have had better judgment. Because usually, I'm going to say, usually that's when they happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you learn from them, or hey, if you start dating this person and y'all get married, hey, it's whatever. You
mm-hmm.
know, that's where you want to tell people at the wedding. But I'm not totally against one night stands. Everybody, we are grown. We are adults, and the decision we make, I feel like a one night stand could just be put in the same category as smoking a cigarette, you know? Like it's not necessarily good for you, but you know, people do it anyway.
Yeah. That's
as long as you don't get addicted,
right?
As long as you ain't running back to the store for a pack of Newports when you just left, then
right.
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 We're not
smoking is okay.
We're not chain smoking, okay?
Right. Not right. That's exactly what the person's saying, too. You know, if the sex is good for that one night, don't get addicted because it's just for one night. You know what I mean?
I
feel like the one night stands are for adults. Like, you just can't be a kid running around, especially when you, like, you know, in high school and stuff like that, you're still pretty young. And then you get, there's other bad things involved, like rumors and not even reputation type stuff, but like it's not good because if you're an adult and if we're both adults and we have a mutual agreement to do this, we can go our separate ways or we can make a decision to, you know, keep dating or whatever. But when you're young, when you're not an adult, I don't think you can make decisions like that. Like it gets messy, you know?
That's true. And never let anyone at any point believe that something's going to last longer than they expect it to.
Yeah.
Right. And as women, I mean, we are crazy as hell. So anything younger than, you know, we can't discover our goals for ourselves, anything younger, you might have a stalker on your hands. It could be dangerous, too.
Yeah.
So,
You're talking from experience, man. Like,
Hey, listen here. Now, now the Love Doctor. Now we alluded to sometimes when you think it's a one night stand, it lasts longer than you expected it to. But
right.
You know, the opposite is also true. Sometimes you kind of don't know where you want to go with something. You're thinking maybe this could be something that lasts a while. You know, she could be
mm-hmm.
a keeper. But then
mm-hmm.
it happens, and you're like, no, never mind. This is a one-night stand. So for
yeah.
the ladies, this is how you know, okay? And if he hasn't told you explicitly, this is how you know, okay? What five things we got for him? Come on, let's do this. Because we got the author of Chicken Pains coming to you.
Here we go.
What we got, Asia?
The five signs you just had a one-night stand.
The five signs that it was definitely a one-night stand. Number five. All right. The morning after y'all have sex, he's suddenly from out of town. Wait. You said...
Oh.
You said you lived here. You said you were from down the street. Not
yeah.
You
were,
yeah, I meant my hotel was there.
Ooh.
I forgot to tell you that I was just stationed here for the night.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, Love Doctor, we've all done it. We've pulled this trick. Okay, we don't live here. You'll never see me again. Okay. These are the five signs that you just had a one night stand. Number four. All right. When it's over, he calls you a taxi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Immediately?
Immediately. Okay. You didn't ask for a taxi.
Yeah.
You didn't ask for a taxi at all.
You come out the bathroom, he's like, oh, they're downstairs. Who's they? What?
Yeah, right.
Listen here, I don't have any cash on me, so I hope you can pay for it. Pay for what? You'll find out. You gotta go.
All right, you'll
find out. Listen, she's on her way back home. You gotta get out of here. I'm helping you. That's how you know. This is how you know you just had a one night stand. Number three.
Bye. Number three.
Okay. Now, the next day, you run into him in public, and he acts like he has never met you a day in his life. Simple. Simple as that. That's the most obvious one.
That's a hurt piece. That is a hurt piece.
That's a hurt piece. Listen here, We got LaToya Shahira Williams, the author of Chicken Jeans, coming up. Number two. You go to text him, and his number magically disappeared from your phone.
Mm.
He deleted it. This happened to me. I've gotten one night stood this way.
Yeah.
You know, I knew I saved the number. I'm like, she had to have gotten in here and took
mm-hmm.
it out.
Right.
She took it out.
Right.
She took it
out.
Took the number out.
Mm-hmm.
That is an evil person.
Right.
You will not contact
right.
me. That is an evil person. Okay, now, number one. Love Doctor.
Yeah.
You wake up. Drunk.
Oh.
Next to a used contraceptive device. And nobody knows what happened.
Nobody.
Everybody in the house don't know what happened. Listen, I didn't touch you. I don't know.
I don't know what. What?
Yeah, you had a one night stand. You don't know
what?
You had a one night stand, but that's what happened. You
what?
What? Yep. Yeah.
Whoa.
Got,
man.
You got drunk and you did something you wasn't supposed to do.
Right. That's true. Can I add a bonus?
Oh, my goodness. Look, Asia, what happened to you?
You don't want to know. That was
LaToya,
technical difficulties.
Can I add a bonus one?
Now, listen here. LaToya Shahara Williams is the author of Chicken Change, The Code of the Streets, Tied Up in a Love Affair. She also wrote Chicken Change, Reloaded. She writes these relationship books for a reason. This woman knows about relationships, all right? She was a special guest of ours a few months ago. She's back to kick it with us one more time. Miss LaToya Williams, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Miss Toya?
Y'all got me laughing once again.
We are good, man. We're just trying to help people. All we do on this show is just try to help people. You know us. We want to help. Now, LaToya, is there anything that you heard so far that you want to comment on? What have we said that has gotten your attention before I get to the big deal at hand here?
I'm neutral about the situation. I don't know if it's good. I don't think it's good, and I don't think it's bad. I kind of agree with Asia as another female. I mean, sometimes you meet people, and they're not all of the things they are, and mistakes happen. Sometimes it's a gift, sometimes it's a curse. So I'm the type of person, personally, I roll with the flow, so...
I hear that. You see.
As being once a college student, I mean, it's like you have your time. I was once a college student myself, so I know how things can be. And then as being wrong, sometimes you meet the wrong people, and then you could be meeting the wrong person. They turn out to be the right person. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like rolling the dice.
Yes, it's 7-Eleven. This is life.
You ain't lying.
Listen here. This is a phone blast. You can call us up 646-595-3259. LaToya Shahara Williams is the author of Chicken Change, The Code of the Streets, and Tied Up in a Love Affair. And, you know, all women kind of have that perspective. All women, men are like yes, you know, a one night stand. I mean, hey, listen, if I'm single, a one night stand is a one night stand. You know, but in the back of every man's mind, when he goes out, a part of him is kind of trying to have a one night stand if he's not committed. He doesn't look like it. He doesn't look like he wants it, you know. But like I said, we're opportunists because men are like, listen, you know, I don't make the rules. Like I don't make the opportunities happen, you know. So if an opportunity presents itself, listen, I can't tell you the next time an opportunity's gonna present itself. You know, it's like when
some women who think like that too. They go out just to go out, they need a number, they got their new black dress.
Filing.
They already know what they want to do, so it's like a win-win for everybody.
You ain't lying.
It's a matter of protecting yourself, doing it right, and how you carry yourself before and after the situation. So,
Now, listen,
you know, another thing, too, you know, you just had a one-night stand. If she wakes up the next morning and just cook breakfast for herself and then asks you, what's your plans for today? that's another thing. That's you to roll, brother.
She make us a go plate. She make us a go plate.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's some ghetto stuff, like...
Asia just said she made her at the go plate, so she cooking at his house. She cooking at his house. He wakes up like, yeah, I like cheese with my eggs.
Hey, we going to my house, okay? Well, I told you about the stalker situation. It can happen to guys too. We going to your place. You ain't coming to mine. You ain't finding out my address.
Right. Meet me somewhere else.
This evil.
Right. Go tell 8.
This evil heifer. She just used all my eggs.
And nobody used my refrigerator.
No.
All
my pancakes. What the hell am I supposed to eat?
I don't get paid till Friday. Okay.
Right.
It's Sunday.
What?
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, listen here. It's a good thing. We left. We got my boy. My boy waiting for us. I think he's calling in. What's going on, bro? Is this Aunt?
Yo, can I talk?
Hello.
Yeah, can I talk?
Oh, I know who this is. I said, it's a phone blast. We got. Yeah. Like I said, it's a phone blast.
Am I on the show?
Yeah. You on. This is Latoya, right?
I'm on the Eric show.
I now realize who it is. I thought it was one person. It's a different person. This is my cousin. What's going on, Latoya? What you think?
Yo, we talking about this one night stand. What's going on? I said if you need to get your joint off, get it off, and erase the numbers. Don't call no more. Just leave it alone.
Oh.
Let it be a one night stand.
Oh,
just use protection.
Yep.
Forget about it.
Let me make something. Let me make something perfectly clear. The Eric Terrell show is not promoting a bunch of wild, relentless sexual activity. Because over the last 10 minutes, every single one of us, in one way or another, said, yeah, just do it. Okay, just
yep.
let's just
Nike.
Do it.
I'm
doing
it
like Nike.
You have to experience it once.
It's your cousin?
Yeah, this is cousin. My thing is, it probably be some people that go a long time, and somebody probably just need their itch scratch. You know what I'm saying? So you probably got to get your itch scratch it, and roll out. But you
got to
have a mutual understanding
with no feeling.
You talking about
for females too.
A circumstantial one night stand.
Oh.
Yes, a mutual understanding.
Mm.
Yeah,
well,
see.
You sound like you're talking from it. Well, go ahead, brother.
No. I think we know what you were about to say. You see, talking from experience.
Yeah. Like, she let niggas know. Like, look. Don't nothing.
Yeah, listen here.
You've got to
delete your number from their phone, and you got to get out of Dodge as quickly as possible. The best one night stand.
And if you see them, you foreign. You don't know you. When you see them, you don't even know them. You don't even speak. You don't even blink. You don't wave. You don't stomp your feet. You don't do nothing. Just keep it moving.
Oh man, that's right. Even if it was good.
Hey,
if it was good, I might have to call you back.
Fellas, just heard females admit that they need their kitty scratched.
They need their itch. It's called the itch. You got to get your itch scratched.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
See, women are too judgmental for me, okay? Women are like, it can be good, it can be bad, it can be this, it can be that. Men do not care. Let me tell you something, all right? But... If he doesn't have anything else that he can depend on in the wee hours of the night, then it will not be a one night stand. All right, because we need something. All right, but women know that something else is coming, so they're like, listen, all right, it's not as good as I wanted it to be. Whatever, I'll see you in heaven. All right, now listen. Do we have any last words, Ms. Latoya Shahara Williams? Do you have anything to say that you didn't say already? Close us out real quick. We're going to head straight into our people's choice.
Not much. Just be careful. Whatever you do is your choice. Be careful. Be mindful of the reputation you want for yourself, and be safe.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is. It can't be said any more than that. What she just said, as well as what the love doctor said earlier, it's all about consistency, all right? We can't have too much one-night stand, all right? That's what we got for you. Listen here. Next week and the week after next week, we're starting our People's Choice topic, all right? And we're starting next week with should love be possessive? All right, this is going to be a very, very deep episode. We're talking about relationships here, all right? We've got psychologist Dr. Tamara Williams on the show. I want to thank LaToya Shahira Williams. I want to thank my co-host. Listen here, love yourself, love others, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love because you just got to love God, and God is love, and God God did it, all right?
He did it.
Go.
He did it.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Love possessive. Is it possessive? That's what. How possessive should it be, all right? Can she have five girls' night outs in 1 week? All right, that's too many. I don't know how possessive I should be about her.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.